insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وعادا وثمود وأصحاب الرس وقرونا بين ذلك كثيرا
And we destroyed Ad and Thamud and the companions of the well and many generations between them.
وكلا ضربنا له الأمثال وكلا تبرنا تتبيرا
And for each we presented examples as warnings, and each we destroyed with total destruction.
وَلَقَدْ أَتَوْا عَلَى الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي أُمْطِرَتْ مَطَرَ السَّوْءِ أَفَلَمْ يَكُونُوا يَرَوْنَهَا بَلْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ نُشُورًا
And they have already come upon the town which was showered with a rain of stones. So have they not seen it? But they are not expecting resurrection.
The 40th verse of chapter Furqan says, وَلَقَدْ أَتَوْا عَلَى الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي أُمْطِرَتْ مَطَرَ السَّوْءِ أَفَلَمْ يَكُونُوا يَرَوْنَهَا بَلْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ نُشُورًا And indeed, they have passed by the town on which was rained an evil rain. Did they not then see it? Nay, they did not hope to be raised again. To give you a short preview of what has happened in the previous verses, we must say that this section of the chapter Furqan is talking about the history and destiny of the previous nations. This group of verses are somehow sympathizing on one hand with the Prophet ﷺ and the believers, and on the other hand, these verses are acting as threats to the pretext-seeking polytheists. The story of Prophet Moses, the story of Prophet Noah, and also the story of people of Ad, Thamud, and Ashab al-Ras were mentioned in the previous verses. But at the end, the conclusion was that unto each of them we did give examples, كُلَّنْ ضَرَبْنَا لَهُ الْأَمْثَالِ وَكُلَّنْ تَبَّرْنَا تَتْبِيرًا And we destroyed all of them with utter extermination because they denied the messengers. كَذَّبُوا الرُّسُلِ Now this verse says, And indeed they have passed by the town on which was rained an evil rain. The purpose of this township, Al Al-Qarya, whereon was rained the evil rain, is the town of people of Lut, the prophet, which stone rained in that town. As Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, this was an area that was previously called Sadum. Therefore, ancient places can provide people lessons. And as we said, narration of history and retelling the story of misled people can be a ground for propagation. It can be used as a training program. It can prohibit the evil doing in the society. And this verse is implying the emphasis on the fact that you should take lesson from the history of the previous nations and people. لَقَدْ أَتَوْا عَلَى الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي أُمْتِرَتْ مَطَرَ السَّوْءِ. They had seen, they had passed by the town which they knew what happened to those people. But then they did not take lessons, they did not listen to their messengers, and they continued the denial of their messengers.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, the ruins of cities of Lut nation that have been on the way of people going from Hijaz to Damascus are mentioned in this verse. It is a live embodiment and tableau that describes the painful destiny of these misled people and polytheists. It is stated, وَلَقَدْ أَتَوْا عَلَى الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي أُمْطِرَتْ مَطَرَ السَّوْءِ. They had passed indeed by the town on which was rained an evil rain. أَفَلَمْ يَكُونُوا يَرَوْنَهَا. Did they not then see it? This is what insisting on the wrong path does to people. أُمْطِرَتْ مَطَرَ السَّوْءِ. The final result is utter extermination, as the Holy Quran says. أَفَلَمْ يَكُونُوا يَرَوْنَهَا. If you want to close your eyes, if you want to be blind intentionally to the truths and signs of your Lord, this is what happens. And the Holy Quran interestingly mentions the reason, an incentive behind doing so. بَلْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ نُشُورًا. They did not hope to be raised again. This is the main problem with the polytheists. They count death as the end of this life. If even they believe in the life after death, their belief will be so weak and baseless that it will not affect their soul, and also it will not affect their life programs. So that is why they belittle everything. They think that nothing but passing their low desires must be achieved in this world. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.